This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in the Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Mpox, which is usually mild, can spread through close contact and in rare cases be fatal. It causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions on the body. The outbreak in the Congo began with the spread of an endemic strain known as clade I. But a new variant, clade IB, appears to spread more easily through routine close contact, including sexual contact. It has spread from the Congo to neighboring countries including Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, triggering the action from the WHO. Tedros said on Wednesday that the WHO had released $1.5 million in contingency funds and plans to release more in the coming days.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The first day of U.S.-led peace talks aimed at finding a solution to Sudan's brutal conflict concluded in Geneva, with the country's military absent and the other warring parties' participation unclear. The talks come as the war-wrecked country faces one of the world's worst humanitarian crises. The country's military did not send representatives, and it did not appear that delegates from the other warring party, the Rapid Support Forces, attended Wednesday's session. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky hailed Ukraine's quote-unquote good advance in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday, saying Kyiv was achieving its strategic goal in the operation. Kyiv surged into Russian territory last week, caught Moscow by surprise. This is VOA News. The United States and key mediators Egypt and Qatar are intensifying efforts to push Israel and Hamas toward a ceasefire deal. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
Talks are scheduled Thursday in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, is signaling it will not attend. Hamas political officer Osama Hamdan said the group expects to be told by the mediators that Israel has accepted what is being offered, and any meeting should be based on talking about implementation mechanisms and setting deadlines rather than negotiating something new. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre projected confidence that talks will happen. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announced on Wednesday he will not run in the upcoming party leadership vote. It means Japan will have a new prime minister when his three-year term expires in September. Kishida was elected president of his governing Liberal Democratic Party in 2021. His drop out of the race means a new leader will win the party vote and succeed him as prime minister because the LDP controls both houses of parliament. A New Zealand charity apologized on Wednesday for distributing dozens of pineapple-flavored candies found to be laced with potentially deadly amounts of methamphetamine. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The Auckland City Mission provides essentials to those in need and first became aware of the issue when some recipients complained about the foul-tasting sweets. The New Zealand Drug Foundation found they contained a potentially lethal 0.1 ounce of the drug. Detective Inspector Glenn Baldwin.
It is vital they are taken out of circulation as soon as possible. We are aware of three people that have sought medical assistance as a result. None are currently in hospital.
The three affected were a child, a teen, and a charity worker, police said. The candy was donated by an unknown member of the public, and a police investigation has been launched.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Researchers are one step closer to understanding how Stonehenge was created. A new study released on Wednesday shows the unique stone lying flat at the center of Stonehenge originally came from a sandstone quarry near the tip of northeast Scotland. It's not clear whether the nearly 5-meter slab was carried by boat or through land, a journey of more than 740 kilometers. For more than a century, it was believed Stonehenge altar stone came from Wales. The analysis was published in the journal Nature. Stonehenge was constructed around 5,000 years ago with stones forming different circles brought to the site at different times. I'm Joe Ramsey.